WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last week, the College Station City Council closed a loophole in residential development regulations. Last night, the Bryan City Council directed the Planning and Zoning Commission to look at possible changes on establishing a residential neighborhood conservation district. Ben Hardiman, who with Greg Owens made the proposal, is looking at lowering from 66% the minimum number of Bryan homeowners willing to establish customized neighborhood restrictions that include banning stealth dorms.
I wanted to send a message to the community and to the Planning and Zoning Commission that we are open to discussion of changing that percentage. I don't have any preconceived idea as what it should wind up being.
Bryan currently has 44 conservation districts regulating more than 2,600 homes. Earlier this month, a political action committee started a petition drive to place 10 proposed changes to the Bryan City Charter. Last night, the City Council approved Mayor Andrew Nelson's formation of a Citizens Charter Advisory Committee.
Nelson told Councilman Mike Sutherland, who's a member of the Bryan New Directions PAC, that the City Committee will also review their proposals.
You didn't come to me and ask me about that, but obviously it's important to you, so I'm going to personally say let's include those 10 things.
Sutherland and Nelson had an exchange over the PAC not reviewing its petition language in advance with city staff.
It's supposed to be a separate political action deal. It's like somebody running for election. You don't come up and ask permission to run for election from the city council.
You would talk to the city secretary to make sure you're not violating the law while you're running for an election, right? Especially if she's given you an invitation, in fact, begged you to make sure that she helps you to follow the Constitution, which we've sworn to adhere to.
Each council member nominated 7 people to the mayor's committee. Tim Bryan, who was selected by all members, was named chairman by the mayor. Also appointed were Gabriel Garcia, Kenny Lawson, George Nelson, Sonny Lyles, Janita Rayford, and Richard Cortez. According to City Secretary Marilyn Strada, the deadline to file charter amendments is July 31st. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Last month, a former College Station drama teacher asked the CSISD school board to make an exception and allow her for-profit drama club business access to buildings right after school. Last night, the board denied the request.
I was impressed with the group. It seems like a neat program. The problem I have is if we do one, it looks like we have to do them all.
Jeff Harris and Valerie Yokin were among the board members who, as parents, see how busy students and club sponsors are after school.
I just don't think with how much we're growing and how many things our district provides for our students that it's appropriate to push them away or make them have to adjust for someone else to use that space.
The policy, which was adopted in 1996, blocks private use of CSISD facilities until after 6:30. Having 2 young children not restrained in a car led to the arrest of a Caldwell man in Bryan on multiple charges. According to the arrest report from Texas A&M Police, during the traffic stop, the patrolman saw one of the children hand their father a baggie which contained marijuana. 28-year-old David Waters Jr. was also taken to jail for driving without a license with prior convictions, 4 warrants from Brazos County, and 2 warrants from College Station. The children, ages 4 and 5, were released to a family member. A College Station woman was arrested for having $200 in counterfeit $20 bills and is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $80,000. According to the arrest report, 19-year-old Ashley Troutman told Bryan police she got the money by winning a dance-off at a party. BPD was contacted by the manager of the South Texas Sonic Drive-In, who reported the $20 Troutman used to pay for an order got wet and the ink ran. One of many proposed amendments to the next Texas state budget affects the cost of health care to state retirees who go to the Senate's health-related institutions. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner wrote an amendment calling for HRIs to charge less for members of the employee and teacher retirement systems.
Make it mandatory that those health-related institutions contract with ERS at a rate below their current rate, but above Medicare rate.
Schwartner says the health care cost for state retirees is growing at a rate of 8.5% a year, which he says is unsustainable.
I believe it is appropriate and right that our health-related institutions have a duty to assist the states, especially the employees of the state.
Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs estimates his amendment will save the retirement systems $80 million a year. A state appeals court has temporarily halted Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's criminal case on securities fraud charges as he presses for a new judge. The Dallas-based Fifth Court of Appeal has not indicated when a final decision will be made. Paxton is scheduled to go on trial this September in Houston. He has pleaded not guilty to felony charges that he misled investors in a tech startup. And a state senator from San Antonio is scheduled to appear in federal court today to enter a plea to multiple felony fraud charges. A federal grand jury has charged Carlos Areste with engaging in an investment Ponzi scheme to market hydraulic fracturing sand for oil production. He's also charged for aiding a bribery scheme to secure a prison medical services contract. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 73 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Good morning, 813 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And our weather is sponsored this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cold front moving out of the west central part of the state, producing some showers and thunderstorms, and they may head our way as the day goes on. Temperatures up to about 85. We'll be keeping a watch on the line. There's a chance of a shower tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy with the risk of a shower. Temperatures up to about 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, breezy, 70 to 75. Partial sun, breezy, maybe a shower Friday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, no, if you are that state senator, you're trying to decide what tie to wear this morning as you go into federal court to...
You want to make sure you put on a good appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess he won't be there to vote on any bills in Austin because he'll be busy down in San Antonio at the federal court where he's been
invited. Probably. Yeah. We did get a really, really great text that I wanted to share. Of course, you can all text us at 979-695-1620. But this one, right after you spoke with Bill Flores, they texted in and said, CNN is reporting that former FBI Director Comey's memorandums contain information regarding Representative Flores' unlicensed driving from the 1970s and a possible Russian link.
Can we forward that to him?
Absolutely.
Sure he gets that?
Yeah. I will make sure that he gets that.
Nice.
Let's do that.
So I appreciate that. Yep.
Florida police say a guy tried to bribe them with fast food. Pasco Police Officer Joshua Glass says he pulled over an unidentified driver in a Honda and noticed two bags of suspicious white powder. During questioning, the guy allegedly tried to hide the baggies and made the police officers an offer, a free Taco Bell hookup, if they'd turn a blind eye to his white powder.
They declined.
Decided to arrest him on suspicion of cocaine possession. Okay. And then, police in Greenfield, Indiana, say they have recovered over 100 sweet tarts candies from last week, laced with Xanax and or heroin.
Wow.
They're sometimes called Zanny tarts. So it's been done before and they got a name for them. Authorities say it looks like normal candy and no one can tell until you've eaten it. Yikes. Wow. That's a little bit unfortunate.
Yeah, very.
One more reason it's tough to be a parent today.
Oh.
All right, here you go. I know you're shocked over this. Nobody wants to sit down in a puddle of somebody else's sweat at the gym, so please wipe down the equipment when you're done.
Please.
Yeah, but even if you do, there's still a lot of bacteria accumulated there. Just letting you know. Now, look, it's not like this should be a reason to not work out, okay? I mean, I'd work out, but those things are covered in bacteria.
They're gross.
Three things that are absolutely covered with bacteria would be free weights, like dumbbells.
Right.
The handlebars on exercise bikes. Yeah. Because people wipe their heads, and then they put their hand right back on there.
Yeah.
Okay. And also the handlebars on treadmills.
And you know what's funny is most things that get wiped down are like seats or benches. I know when I worked in a weight room, you know, we required people to have towels with them at all times.
Sure.
But you don't take the time to towel off the handle of a dumbbell.
No, no, you don't.
But just make sure you wash your hands or you shower afterwards.
Yeah. Do that kind of thing. Yeah, be a good idea. So just to give you an idea, here's how gross they were compared to other things. Okay. Free weights had 34 times more bacteria than a lunch tray at a cafeteria. Okay,
I don't really want bacteria on my lunch tray
either.
More so than my dumbbell.
That either. 64 times more than the average water faucet, 360 times more than the toilet seat. So handles on exercise bikes and treadmills were even grosserer. 40 times the lunch tray, 400 times the toilet seat. So craziest part of the story, you'd expose yourself to 10 times less bacteria if you ate lunch off the toilet instead of off of a lunch tray.
There we go. That's the point that we were looking
scary.
For.
And I don't
scary.
Think I believe that.
Yeah, I know. Well, once again, we don't know if it's onion or real news.
It's also like the type of bacteria, where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying bacteria doesn't cause the whole thing. Okay, according to 2,100 adults surveyed, 49% of U.S. Americans who have taken a vacation in the past year have felt vacation shamed by their coworkers or worse, by their employers. One in five of those adults had taken a shorter vacation as a result. The reason for these shamed vacationers to feel they've been shamed is because they think their coworkers are unhappy about taking on extra work because their workloads are already so big.
Don't care. It's part of the deal.
Right. You're getting angry at your coworker because they're taking a vacation. Is that the way that works out? Hello.
Hey, y'all are talking about bacteria and the fitness facilities.
Uh-huh.
Most of the good ones have the hand sanitizer right there by the door as you walk in.
Yep.
And it's always a good idea to get a squirt and rub your hands down before you start. So you don't carry anything in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're done on the way out, last thing you do is go squirt on the way out. That way I don't carry anything out.
Pretty easy. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I wish everybody did that.
Yeah. Well, it's there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's empty, go tell somebody. All right. An 11-year-old stunned an audience of security experts apparently yesterday by hacking into their Bluetooth devices to manipulate a teddy bear and show how interconnected smart toys can basically be weaponized. Okay, did I mention he's 11? Reuben Paul may be still only in the sixth grade at his school in Austin, but he and his teddy bear Bob wowed hundreds of very timely cybersecurity conference attendees in the Netherlands yesterday.
That's smart kid.
Wow.
Yeah. But and kind of scary that could be happening. Okay. Hey, but wash your ears out with this. General Mills giving away 10,000 boxes of marshmallow-only Lucky Charms.
Your childhood dreams have come true.
The only way to get them is to win them. Specially marked rainbow boxes will be on store shelves soon. Inside some of them.
See, I wouldn't want all marshmallows.
I wouldn't either.
Ooh.
I mean, it rots your teeth enough, and then the marshmallows stick to your teeth.
Yeah,
so
Lucky Charms were never my fave.
No.
You know, the little actual grain pieces, actually, I kind of like them because they kind of wash out the marshmallows.
Exactly.
They crunch it out of there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Inside these regular boxes will be a special code to enter on a website that will allow you to receive a box full of marshmallows.
What would be cool is to make Rice Krispie treats out of the marshmallows that they give you.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Hey, they may go there.
Don't tell me how I just thought
that's all right. That is interesting. Well, but the thing is, I mean, Are those the same kind of marshmallows?
Well, no. I don't know if they would melt down the same as like a regular marshmallow.
That's what I'm thinking is that they don't have the air puffiness in them that the other ones would.
Not the same consistency. Yeah.
All right, so we talked to Congressman Flores a little while ago about the president. This has not been a good start of the week for the president, certainly, or a good last
really
7 days.
Really for anyone over there. Yeah.
Sure. So shouldn't be a surprise that somebody like Dwayne Johnson, who's thinking about running for president, doing pretty well in a poll. quote, he says, it's
well,
a real...
he's got Brad's vote.
That's right.
He says it's a real possibility. He could be just clowning us, but again... in the survey, voters said that he would lead Donald Trump in an election.
Now, of course, I still qualify it with, I still want to see his platform, but from what I know of the guy, from reading his book and things like that, he seems like a stand-up guy, he seems like an intelligent guy, and he refused to endorse Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton in the last election. So far, that sounds pretty good to
me. All right, so at least right now he's checked some boxes.
Yeah,
all right,
for me.
Got that, all right. A 24-year-old woman has broken a world record for the most miles ridden by bicycle in a year. This is stunning. Her name is Amanda Coker. Rode her bike the equivalent of almost four times around the world over the last year. But she did it all in one stretch of road.
Oh.
She biked a seven-lap loop around Flatwoods Park, Tampa, Florida.
How boring is that?
Yes, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Oh,
almost
my gosh.
Every day for 13 hours.
God.
What?
An average 236 miles per day.
So that's all she did?
That's all she did.
She woke up,
yep.
Started her laps, 13 hours later, came home.
Here are the specifics.
Oh.
Began at 4 o'clock every morning, hopped on the bike, logged the miles. On her slowest day, she clocked 55 miles. On her best day, she clocked 302 miles.
Get a life.
Uploaded her cycling data to Strava and updated her progress on Facebook for all to observe
and confirm.
Of course,
because everyone wanted to know.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, good for her.
I guess. That's fun.
That's what makes you happy.
But now what's she going to do?
Right.
I mean, was she going to start eating a tub of cookie dough every day and watch Oprah? Oh, she can't watch Oprah.
That's the age-old quandary is, you know, having never meeting your goal and meeting your goals.
She
That's
had right. to have been like listening to audiobooks or
had to.
Something.
Right, some sort of stimulation beyond that physical stimulation. All right, comes out to 86,500 miles. The old record, somebody had done this before.
Of course.
What?
76,000 miles. So she smashed it by 10,000 miles. Nobody's going to be breaking that one, I don't
Good
think.
Good for you. Was Amanda?
Yeah, whatever. That's Amanda Coker.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah, that's... wonderful.
All righty, then.
Hope that works out for you. HBO has ordered a new series called The New Pope. Oh, we didn't do it. We had a story about soap opera with swords from yesterday.
What?
And I didn't do it. You weren't here, so I didn't do it. But I've there's apparently going to be a bunch of spinoffs.
Really?
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to have to look that up, and I'll find it in a little while, and we'll see. In the meantime, here are the hot TV shows for last week. Number 6 was Dancing with the Stars. Number 5 was 60 Minutes. Number 4 was The Big Bang Theory. Number 3 was Bull. Number 2 was Big Bang Theory's season finale, which apparently was last Thursday night. And NCIS was number 1. Jethro, number 1, once again, last week. Hello.
That lady on the bicycle must have been listening to podcasts of the Infomaniacs.
Exactly.
To do something that silly.
Yes, exactly right.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause. To find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Alabama and Oregon have more workers testing positive for illicit drug use than any other states. For both of these states, the positivity rate for workforce urine drug tests was 6.3%. Nationwide, positive results came back for 4.2% of drug tests performed in 2016, the highest rate since 2004. Alabama had the highest rate of positive results for opioid use in the country. Microsoft says it's contributing $5 million over 5 years to the UN Human Rights Office, assistance the Geneva-based agency called a landmark partnership that could prod other big private sector donors to follow follow suit. The company plans to develop and use technology to help the UN Rights Office predict, analyze, and respond to critical human rights situations at a time of arbitrary killings, rapes, and other abuses around the world. Etsy shares soared 21% after private equity firm TPG disclosed a stake in the online marketplace. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I was frustrated about my weight. Anxious, unhealthy. Just tying my shoes was a major effort.
Come on, Dad, shoot.
Now, I'm shooting hoops with my son. Do you know what that means to me and to him? It means really living instead of sitting on the sidelines. I got smaller. My world got bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Disney's new $320 million movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, has been stolen. Cyber thieves say they'll release 20 minutes of the film each day until Disney pays a ransom. Yes, even the Magic Kingdom didn't escape ransomware, but maybe you can. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Ransomware is usually spread by email. It encrypts and locks your data and demands a ransom. But you can reduce the chances of being attacked if you follow these rules. Never open an email attachment from someone you don't recognize. Always update your software. Install internet security software. Backup everything. These tips are required for every kind of computer user, from personal to business. The updates and the backups can and should be done automatically, and every business should develop a disaster recovery plan. Oh, one more thing. Follow Disney's lead. Never pay the ransom. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Every family, including mine, has that one family member who loves to take a million pictures. They're the family archivist, and they have thousands of photos collected from many generations. And they're all stuffed away in boxes and drawers, impossible to find. Recently, I decided it was time to scan and organize all of my pictures. The Epson Fast Photo Scanner made this a fast and super easy challenge to tackle. It's the fastest photo scanner in the world. It can scan at speeds up to one photo per second. It can handle many size photos, from wallets to panoramic. I was able to restore old photos and with single-step technology, save the sentimental handwritten notes on the back. I was able to save, organize, and even share my family's photos to Facebook and the cloud. If you're the chief memory officer in your family, check out the Epson Fast Photo Scanner. It's going to save you so much time, and you'll never have to search the house and dig through thousands of photos ever again. Preserve what's priceless. Learn more at Epson.com. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan voters could see more than 10 proposed amendments to the city charter in this November's election. That's after the council approved then appointed seven people to a Citizens Charter Advisory Committee.
The idea for Mayor Andrew Nelson followed the formation of a political action committee that includes Councilman Mike Sutherland that is collecting petition signatures on 10 proposed amendments.
It doesn't have to be a lot of drama. I think, you know, again, if there's good value in those things, then, you know, who knows? This council may approve one or all of those things and then saves a lot of time. Either way, you can do that petition separately if you wish.
Nelson appointed Tim Bryan chairman of the group. Bryan will be joined by Richard Cortez, Janita Rayford, Sonny Lyles, George Nelson, Kenny Lawson, and Gabriel Garcia. The deadline to file charter amendments, according to City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada, is July 31st. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council is directing the Planning and Zoning Commission to look at possible changes to residential conservation district regulations.
We've had a number of requests from citizens recently to reconsider that.
Ben Hardiman was on the council that created the RNC, which currently requires approval of two-thirds of affected property owners. 44 districts have been established, covering more than 2,600 properties, with restrictions that include having a maximum number of unrelated occupants in a home. The College Station School Board has decided to keep its current policy concerning non-school use of district facilities. Last night's decision came after a request was made at last month's board meeting by a for-profit drama organization to use buildings right after school. Jeff Harris was among those sharing examples of how much student activity takes place after school.
From my personal experience in seeing how my two kids use school facilities in the hours between 4 and 6, it is constant and chaotic.
Private use of CSISD facilities are not allowed between 3:45 and 6:30. One of the many amendments being considered by the legislature's Budget Conference Committee would force the state's medical schools to treat members of the employee and teacher's retirement system at a reduced cost. The rider, written by Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, estimates it will save $80 million a year.
The costs of those health care programs are growing at about 8.5%. per annum, and that's really unsustainable. And they are, the TRS in particular is in crisis stage regarding the costs.
Schwartner on our show says the state's health-related institutions have a duty to assist state employees.
I think that for too long they've been really, in my opinion, overcharging ERS and TRS and utilizing them more as a piggy bank to help balance their expenses.
Schwartner's amendment would allow HRIs to charge more than Medicare rates. Another proposal by Schwartner received attention on the Senate floor yesterday. That proposal would deny work-study aid to students who came into the United States illegally as children and have work visas allowing them to stay longer. Only individuals eligible for federal financial aid would qualify for the state's off-campus work-study program. That would include U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and refugees. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
836, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. Brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's some numbers for you.
Cold front moving out of the west central part of the state, producing some showers and thunderstorms, and they may head our way as the day goes on. Temperatures up to about 85. We'll be keeping a watch on the line. There's a chance of a shower tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy with the risk of a shower. Temperatures up to about 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, breezy, 70 to 75. Partial sun, breezy, maybe a shower Friday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Let's head over to Austin. District 14 State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We're just about to the end of this.
Yes, you are. And actually, of course, the end was for a lot of things on Thursday night at midnight. That was the last time that bills could be heard. Some casualties out there.
Oh, yes, there were. I had a couple bills on there that died, and we're trying to find places for them, and I think we have, but we'll still have some work to do to get them, trying to add into the Senate bills that came across.
Well, and that said, as long as Austin is you're still doing business, anything could be passed, but at least the first opportunity has seemed to have gone away. So what
well,
is
all
that?
All House bills have been heard that are going to be heard in the House. So anything that the Senate sends across to us or has sent across to us, we can hear and we could add amendments to.
State Senator Schwertner was with us yesterday, and we talked a little bit. Of course, he's on the conference committee, and there are a lot of things to be considered. But since you're vice chair of higher education, I'm sure you're probably getting a feel for what's going to happen with funding for higher education, because the two bodies have certainly taken a different view of it. What are you hearing right now about higher ed funding?
Well, I'm hearing not a lot, frankly, but I think we're going to be somewhere in between. We cannot, just absolutely cannot, accept what the Senate is offered. It's going to kill all the progress that we've made in public education and higher education, but mainly higher education is what we're talking about. There are a number of A&M schools that if we took what the Senate offered originally, we'd probably have to close. That's just all there is to it. So I think we're going to have to come somewhere in between. I'd like to end up exactly where the House is, because we have funded higher education in a manner that will continue to help educate people and get them in the employment sector where they can help shoulder the responsibilities of continuing the state to grow. And that's what I look at. Not only are we talking about higher education, but we're also talking about community colleges and workforce training. And workforce training, to me, is a very important element of growing the economy. There are companies that would like to come to Texas, but there's not the trained people there. So we've got to find out what they want, train people in those categories, get people off of Medicaid so we can cut that expense. All that has to be done, and the primary way it's going to take place is through education.
John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. You know, going back a little historically, the 81st legislature, the lawmakers failed to approve legislation that would keep a lot of state agencies alive, the Sunset Bill. And there's also a safety net possibility there, and the Senate has that. Now, this legislature, the House has not taken any action. Is that right, as far as Sunset?
Well, it died. It died Thursday night.
Yeah,
the Sunset Bill did, and frankly, that was the result of Republican obstructionists and liberal Democrats coming together in order to chub and kill bills. I had a lot of talking about bills, lots of stuff that really had with the bill, but kind of borderline and talking about just anything they could think of to let the calendar run out. And that's exactly what happened. The obstructionist killed 100 local bills that night. Some of them very good bills. Some of them bills that they have now trying to add on to Senate bills, of their own bills even, trying to make a statement. They said, they told me when they killed one of mine, this is all policy. It's not politics. But it actually turned out to be exactly what it was politics. They're mad at the speaker. They don't think they're treated right. And frankly, I asked the question, let's look in the mirror and see how we act, too. And if you just remember the golden rule, do unto others as they would have you do unto them, I think we'd all get along a whole lot better. But that's not the case. They came here with an angry attitude. Government is all bad. The speaker is bad. And that is what they've been doing since they arrived. Well, consequently, they have angered other people in the body. And so their legislation seems to have a difficult time passing. Now, it could have something to do with the kind of legislation they introduced, but we don't. I'm not going to go into that because I haven't looked at everything they've introduced. But the truth is, they have taken politics into the matter, trying to find things that will put a lot of the, I call just regular Republicans, into a place to take a vote that will make them look bad. And that's all they were trying to do. It was all politics. It had nothing to do with policy, although they always talk about policy. But to me, it was strictly politics. And they killed bills. They even came close to killing Thursday night a bill that Kyle Cassell had that has to do with cervical cancer. He and Ken King both lost moms our first session in the legislature to cervical cancer, and they have started a foundation and are trying to do research on that, and that they killed that, and then they nearly killed a stem cell bill that one of the members has a wife who has lost the use of her legs through an accident 20 years ago, and he was thinking that stem cell research has the possibility of giving her the use of her limbs again, and they came close to killing it. Not only that, then you can look back and they killed my legislation that was call it faithless elector legislation that would require electors to vote the way they pledged they would at the convention. And that was just a few of the things. There were a lot of good bills that died that night because they were playing politics and not really playing policy, in my opinion.
Going to be a busy time then between now and next week, so I guess you'll be earning your salary.
Well, we're working all the bills that I have. We're trying to find avenues to add them to Senate bills, and that's the game at this point for all of us is to find an avenue to add a bill that you lost earlier onto something that has come across from the Senate, and we're getting close. We think we're going to get most of our stuff done.
State Representative John Rainey joins us every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Scott, I thank you for what you do and letting us help get that message out of what's going on in the legislature to the folks in Bryan College State.
Well, good, and I appreciate you making yourself available. Talk to you soon.
Uh-huh. All right.
8:45, let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan and the mayor of Bryan, Andrew Nelson, on the road but traveling and on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Scott?
Good. Covered a lot of information last night, certainly having to do with planning and zoning. Let's get started about that because you basically have talked about planning and zoning and then looking at the residential conservation ordinance. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, we've seen a lot of, not just in Bryan College Station, concern about the concept. You know, people are calling them stealth dorms. I'm not sure how stealthy they are, but, you know, whether you call them ag shacks, stealth dorms, just, you know, questions about how many people can live in a home. The regular single family allows four different last names to be in that home. The conservation district limits it to two. We've got more than 40 neighborhoods in Bryan who are designated for only two. And so you could argue that the process has worked for those that neighborhoods that want to define themselves, they can. And, you know, we look very seriously at that, as we said last night, for what the neighborhood associations say they want to do. There's a question about whether the two-thirds required for petition to change that conservation district, you know, from four down to two in, with a conservation district, whether that's too onerous. I mean, I believe in freedom. Anytime we define or really limit people's freedoms, we often require a supermajority. I think that's appropriate. You don't want that to be done on a whim. But, you know, we want to look and make sure 66% is not so onerous that when a clear supermajority wants something, that that's not prohibiting them from doing it. So we just want them to take a quick look at that. We also want them to look at other things just related to that and take, you know, the last time we had this, I don't think ag shacks or stealth dorms were really on our radar. So we just want to look at it, and we're going to have PNZ do their job and come back and give us some recommendations. Staff will look at that and give recommendations to PNZ, and we'll see where that goes. But just trying to be responsive to our community.
Likewise, last night you seated a panel, and we had that in our newscast as we were reporting this morning. This is all with the idea that there might be something on the ballot in November. When are you going to charge this committee, and when are you going to ask them to be able to come back to you with something?
Well, time is a little bit short. I think we've got a good-sized committee of seven people. That group is enough to do the city's business without being so cumbersome that it'll take forever. So, yeah, we're going to form up that. I should be giving them their charge in the next couple weeks, and in the next week, hopefully a week or two, and they can hopefully get their job done, in the next 6 weeks. I mean, staff's been working on this. We were already doing this in a methodical and systematic way. The fact that there's these 10 things that have been done kind of off on its own is, you know, it's good timing to throw those things in there so that we can be careful whether they were or not.
Andrew Nelson joining us this morning. You also talked to TxDOT about some grants having to do with sidewalks and bike lanes, mostly towards schools. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, these are grants. We want to increase mobility in Bryan, the usability, the aesthetics, being able to give people the option to drive, walk, bike is good. There's matching funds, so it's smart money for the city, just kind of like we did out on Boonville Road where we put in, I don't know, $1 million or $2 and TxDOT put in 10 to 15. I mean, there's a couple that we have on the CIP related to that, so I'm being given a range because there's two or three that we've either done or wanting to do. This is a similar type deal where it's going to help us to get more people walking, get more people using bikes. It helps with traffic. It makes things more livable. And it's smart money because there's matching funds associated with it. I'll be talking to the superintendent. There's one that involves safe routes to school. And that's one where hopefully BISD will be interested in putting that together with us. We've got a final decision on that submission, I think, on this coming Friday or a week from it, one of those others. So we'll be talking with her, but we've got at least three, possibly four, that we can submit.
Each city council meeting, the city manager gives a report to council about different projects. Give us an overview of what Keene Register had to say to you last night.
Well, there is a lot going on from that. I'm on the road, so I'm going to have to use my memory a little bit.
Okay.
But we certainly had some cemetery work. Our cemetery expansion project was out there. Work on fire station number two continues. We're trying to keep up at that St. Joseph Hospital area project. We've made progress on there. It has slowed a little bit, but we're continuing on that. We are also working with TxDOT on South College. We've got sidewalks and lighting that we're putting in from Villa Maria to, I guess, the Tensil, pretty much connecting that area into College Station, if you will, which is great. So there's a whole lot going on.
We're going to be starting soon on the corner of Carter Creek and Villa Maria, the construction of the traffic signal replacement project. And,
lots of stuff.
That's just the start.
Andrew Nelson joining us this morning on the road. This is the first time I've gotten a chance to talk to you since the RVP petition drive fell short of their signatures. What direction do they take from here?
Well, I don't think there's any change at all, frankly. I mean, that work, that was the biggest petition in the history of Brazos County. Clearly a validation that this is a great concern for citizens of Brazos County. But we already, I think, as a community and RVP, made our position clear that we were excited about this A&M Memorandum of Understanding that has been signed with Blinn. We're hoping that Peaks and the things going out at Relish can result in fantastic facilities and curriculum and do all the things that that announcement hopes to do. And so we said we're going to wait and see and give that a chance to be successful. The submission of this petition was a requirement because there was a deadline. How the signatures that were certified only got down to that number, who knows? I'll just say who knows on that one. Certainly there were a whole lot more submitted, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I think the point that was, I think it would have been an insult to the nearly 10,000 that were certified to just throw them in the trash. And so I think that needed to be done, but it doesn't change the direction. We're hopeful that A&M and Blinn can put together and serve the needs of this community, despite the fact that we don't have any real legal way to assure that'll happen. We're hopeful that it will.
Finally today, Dr. Walt Magnuson made a presentation to College Station City Council. I know he's going to talk to your group as well about bringing 5G research to Bryan College Station. What does that mean? How important is that to this area in your view?
But to win that grant, there's going to be 4 locations in the country that are selected. I think it will be enormous for our community. Bryan and College Station could then attract the types of high-tech businesses that want to be prepared for that. It could have an enormous benefit for us. It wouldn't be for use. The 5G wouldn't be for use for local citizens during that time, but the footprint and the disruption to us is minimal. It's basically, now for Bryan and College Station, putting up a few light things that look like light poles where you have an antenna. Your plumber and letting them do testing while we carry on our lives.
It certainly would, as you say, would bring the companies that we would like to see grow in Bryan College Station. Anything else that we didn't cover today that you'd like to mention?
Well, that's okay. Just please, keep our police and firefighters and our military in your prayers. Thank you for all you do, Scott.
All right, safe travels. Talk to you soon, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, we visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our 3 College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
It's the Green Tag event at Sioux Falls Prater, where you're able to get a great deal on all John Deere equipment. Find an outstanding deal on the John Deere 25 horsepower four-wheel drive 3025E tractor, complete with a John Deere loader, Frontier box blade, and rotary cutter plus 20-foot trailer, all for under 21 grand. That means you're able to handle everyday chores without compromise. Plus, it's backed by our 6-year powertrain warranty. Get details at cptractor.com. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, about 4 minutes till. Woo! Chit Chat Wednesday.
Yep.
Even finished like a minute early.
Yeah.
All right.
I surprised myself. Okay, Game of Thrones, soap opera with swords. Woo-hoo. Author George R.R. Martin says there are 5 different people now working up a follow-up to soap opera with swords on HBO.
Now, I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Well, why? It's going to wash it down? What?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not sure they're going to be able to capture the lightning in the bottle that was soap opera with swords, first off. And second of all, since, you know, it hasn't quite finished yet, we're going to start finding out things about these spinoffs, like who's in them.
Yeah.
And that's going to spoil whether or not they die.
Good point.
So here's what Mr. Martin said. He wrote in his blog that the new series won't be a simple spinoff. We're not talking Joey or After MASH
or even Frasier
or Lou Grant, where characters from one show continue on to another. He wrote, every one of these concepts under discussion is a prequel rather than a sequel.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah, some may not even be set in Westeros. Yeah, that place. Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, well, there's also going to be a spinoff to Grey's Anatomy coming to ABC.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to center around firefighters in a Seattle firehouse who will be introduced in season 14 episode of Grey's.
Oh, all right. May 30th, House of Cards. Just letting you know, the new season starts.
Yeah.
CBS has canceled Criminal Minds Beyond Borders, the show currently averaging 5 million viewers. That's the one with Gary Sinise in it and some others.
Oh, okay.
CBS also canceled the series The Odd Couple because it sucked. Oh, I'm sorry, after 3 seasons. Kevin Costner.
Ooh, I love me some Kevin Costner.
He's coming to TV.
Yeah.
Paramount Network's upcoming drama called Yellowstone. He'll play John Dutton, who controls the largest ranch in U.S. America, which is constantly under attack by neighbors, including various land developers, an Indian reservation, and America's first national park.
Mm.
So
all
there.
Right, my Kevin.
My bit of info tomorrow is going to be about Roseanne coming back on ABC.
With apparently all the regulars, huh?
Yeah. I got all the info for that.
A little
up.
Older. 14-year-old boy is the youngest person to ever graduate from Texas Christian University.
Heard about this kid.
That's in Fort Worth, you know.
Crazy.
Carson Huey Yu describes himself as a normal dude.
Sure.
with a passion for quantum mechanics.
That makes you
like normal,
not normal.
Like
dude.
Normal dudes do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Math and Chinese language, too. The physics major picked up his degree Sunday along with all the other students. During a ceremony in Fort Worth, he first started attending class at age 11, now plans to earn his graduate degree.
What about the guy from Texas Southern who brought his python to graduation?
No, I didn't hear
about
that.
Wrapped around his wrist.
Well, of course he did.
And they interviewed, I mean, it made ABC News, national news.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And I snuck it in under his gown, and it's been his buddy since he started college, and since that's what got him through, he decided that he wanted to bring her to graduation.
Now, that's only fair. Yeah, if you were with me at the beginning, you ought to be with me at the end, right?
Yep, that's what he said.
Anaya Vinay of Fugman Elementary School in Clovis, New Mexico, took home the award for the National Spelling Bee for the third year.
Oh,
the third year. She's won it 3 years in a row.
Get
what is
it.
That about?
Hey, good speller.
What's her letter jacket going to look like?
Right?
Goes to an elementary school with an unfortunate name. So.
Yeah, well, that is also true. But anyway, I mean, the rest of us just trying to get through school, and she did that.
Yeah.
We didn't have time today for the $1,300 boomerang. We'll try to do that tomorrow in the fashion news because, you know, that's what you'd want to do.
Of course.
And we didn't talk about the guy in China who got his fingers stuck in the subway car as it pulled away from the station.
Yikes.
There's video of that out there if you want to try to find
thanks.
It today. Okay. All right. We're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Broadcast.